Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Zambia suffered losses amounting to over 3.5 billion United States dollars during 2023 and 2024 farming season. ETZ has guided only credible political parties to attend its meetings. In international news, two hostages captured in Niger freed by Russia's Africa Corps in Mali, and in sports, Patson Duffy and Leicester City relegated to League One.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Chassis. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has guided that for its four future meetings, stating that only credible political parties will be invited to it to attend in order to avoid unnecessary disruptions. In a statement, ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Cassaro has further guided that presidential candidates who wish to pre-process their 100 supporters in each province should pay nomination fees by next week, Wednesday. Additionally, he guided that those wishing to have their supporters pre-processed must pay the presidential nomination fees by the 29th of April, 2026. Mr. Cassaro said the commission will review the nomination fees for members of parliament, mayors, council chairpersons and councillors, and will communicate a decision by next Thursday. Cassaro stated that verification of grade 12 certificate for candidates participating in the 2026 general elections will continue to be conducted by the Examinations Council of Zambia, ECZ, either through its online platform or via physical verification. Southern Province Minister Credo Nanjua has revealed that Zambia suffered losses amounting to 3.5 billion United States dollars in the 2023-2024 farming season due to climate change-induced drought. Mr. Nanjua revealed that the cumulative losses from floods and droughts over the past 30 years have surpassed 13.8 billion United States dollars. He said this disclosure during the official opening of the 8th meeting of the board for the Fund of Responding to Loss and Damage in Livingston. The minister highlighted that across Africa, climate change is already reducing per capita economic growth by 5 to 15% with projections, indicating a potential 34% decline by the year 2050. He emphasized Zambia's high vulnerability, noting that agricultural yields can drop by up to 40% during droughts, posing serious threats to food security and livelihoods. Fund for Responding to Loss and Damage acknowledged the harsh realities of climate change and its impact on vulnerable communities, affirming that the fund is committed to building resilience in these communities. Power FM News editor Alfonso Kasongo says he remains deeply traumatized following a recent assault revealing that the incident has also affected his young family. Speaking when he featured on the Power FM political podcast, Mr. Kasongo said, watching videos of the attack has been distressing. He said the emotional impact of the incident continues to weigh heavily on him. Mr. Kasongo has thanked fellow journalists who came to his rescue, saying that they put his life ahead of their work at the time of the attack. He noted that their quick action played a critical role in ensuring his safety and preventing a potentially worse outcome. He also clarified that delays in police updates were due to his late submission of a medical report, explaining that the document was initially incomplete and only submitted after it was properly processed. We sincerely apologize for that. The incident shows ongoing concerns about the safety of journalists in Zambia, with stakeholders calling for stronger protection to safeguard press freedom. In another development, an advocate for industrialization and national development, Cephas Mwabemusonda, has welcomed the government's decision to lift the night travel ban on public service vehicles, PSVs, and trucks, describing it as a progressive step towards strengthening Zambia's newly operational 24-hour economy. Mr. Msonda expressed appreciation to the government through the Minister of Transport and Logistics, noting that the move is expected to significantly benefit business operators, particularly those involved in cross-border trade. He indicated that industries operating on a 24-hour basis are likely to benefit from improved logistics, enabling faster loading and delivery of goods to markets. The development is also expected to contribute to reduce prices of commodities as supply chains become more efficient and responsive, supported by both local and international transporters. At the same time, Msonda emphasized the importance of prioritizing safety among drivers and transport operators. He highlighted the need for strict adherence to road safety measures in order to protect lives and property under the extended operating hours. He further called on the government to strengthen monitoring systems through the installation of speed-limiting devices and other tracking technologies. In addition, he urged authorities to consider reintroducing night roadblocks or checkpoints to enhance compliance and reduce road accidents. The development has been described as a critical step towards fostering industrialization and national development, with expectations it will enhance economic activity while requiring careful implementation of safety measures.
And travel on PSV buses and trucks with the newly passed 24 hours economy was recently operationalized. This is very important for businessmen and women, especially those who do cross-border business. This will also increase the benefit in terms of employment, because operators will need other shifts for long distances. Life is very important to the business community, a very critical and faster.
In international news, Russia's army said Tuesday its Africa Corps unit had freed two hostages, employees of Russian geology company, held in Mali almost 2 years after they were captured by Al-Qaeda-linked group in neighboring Niger. In August 2024, the group, for the support of Islam and Muslims, GSIM, GSIM, and JNIM, released a video featuring two men it said had been captured in Banga, southwest Niger, from a Russian geology company. Moscow said they had been taken hostage the month before. The two men, Oleg Greta, a Russian citizen born in 1962, and Yuri Yurov, a Ukrainian born in 1970, were freed by a special operation carried out by Russia's Africa Corps in Mali, Russia's defense ministry said. Still in international news, Nigeria's President Bola Tinubu Tuesday sacked his finance minister and replaced him with a junior minister as he seeks to shore up support for his sweeping economic reforms ahead of next year's general elections. Wale Adun, 70, who served as finance commissioner during Tinubu's first term tenure as Lagos governor between 1999 and 2004, was replaced by Taiwo Oyedele, 50, a former PricewaterhouseCoopers tax expert. Oyedele, who only resumed as junior finance minister on 16th March, played a central role in the administration's tax overhaul, which took effect at the start of the year. A statement from the secretary to the government of the Federation, George Akume, announced Adun's removal and gave no reason for the decision. We now